The sign of the cross. Decades ago, I first saw the crosses during border town sorties and traveling overland in a pickup along the entire length of Mexico. On desolate desert roads, next to the crumpled remains of burnt-out old sedans, they sprouted. On winding, remote mountain passes without shoulders, they hung on ledges, outcropping from stone, with a name, a photo, pictures of saints, the Virgin of Guadalupe, plastic flowers soiled with road grime, and small votive candles, invariably lit. The cross sightings sharpened eye and alertness. Driving two-lane roads in states of disrepair with care and precaution, strained wits and reactions, leaving one stressed and exhausted by dusk. Crossing back to the first world, they remained, sadly looking on, across the grubby, dusty border. Over a few decades, tenaciously, they've followed, finding their way, once unknown, now commonplace. The crosses have emigrated, adapting and naturalizing, flourishing as weeds or wildflowers, undeterred by agricultural inspections. Cars whiz past such a cross shrine near my home, a roadside memorial of potted plants, flower vases, flute-playing guardian angels, whirligigs and lays, a black mitt and softball, sentimental cards, and a small wind chime. Down the road, a white picket cross sprouted. There is a yellow daisy planted, a pink tree rose in a pot, a wreath of fading artificial flowers. A little angel wears a gold woman's name tag. A small cross leans against the larger one. A forlorn, sodden white teddy bear sits between the two, keeping a silent vigil. We love you and miss you, reads a handwritten note. Northern crosses resonate with their poor comrades throughout the Mexican frontier, marking the spot where some soul transitioned. Cross-cultural exchange, giving permission to grieve, to process, to let go, kindly eroding away the edges of our lives.